Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Chris. I had called about, I want to say 3 weeks ago, regarding I'm doing the Enterprise D model kit, and I'd received the first package, and I had a piece that was broken, and I called about getting a replacement part. They had informed me that they couldn't just replace the part, that they had to send the whole pack back out, but that they would do that. And it's been, you know, nearly a month, and I haven't received it yet. So I was just wondering if that had been sent out.
Okay, I'm going to need your name and address, please.
My name is Christopher Green. And the address is 3419 West 77th Avenue, Merrillville, Indiana, 46410.
Okay. Thank you for this information. And this is in regards to your Ecto-1. From what I can see here is your package has been updated and it has left our warehouse. It says the pre-shipment information is sent to USPS. USPS is awaiting the item, which means that I'm not sure if they have it and just waiting for it to scan, or they're waiting for it to be delivered from our middle carrier. Either way, the good thing is that everything else is updated as recently as yesterday.
Okay, good. It's not like there's a huge hurry since the kit takes like 2 years to build, but you know.
Now, I will say...
It's been like a month.
Hold on 1 second, because I'm still waiting for everything to pull up. But from what I can see, so just to confirm, outside of March shipment and, of course, the reship that is en route to you, you're scheduled to be billed again on the 27th. If I'm not mistaken, that's Tuesday. And because you're new, our billing and shipping days only take place on Tuesdays and Fridays. Right now, the max you can receive is 4. However, right now, if you wanted to receive the packages a little bit quicker, you can change your quantity to 2, so you can receive 8 issues per month. But if not,
how much is
per
month?
So with you receiving 4, it's $69.98, so you would just times that by 2.
I'm just going to stick with that. The one thing that attracted me was this is a very expensive build, obviously.
Yes.
So, the monthly is fine. You know, I have no problem with that.
Got it.
And even I told them that the part that was broken by me. It was my fault. It wasn't any fault of your guys's. And I was hoping you could just replace the one part. They said they had to send out the whole kit and that it would be free of charge. I was wondering if it was on, because I haven't received it yet.
I will say this, because I know that the terminology is slightly different. So if you called, and let's just say from what I can see that you have thus far, let's just say anywhere between issues 1 and 6, let's just say, for example, issue 4 was broken by you by accident. The agent should have been able to just simply reship issue that one issue and not the entire shipment, which includes the 4. Now, because of that, I'm pretty sure.
This is the part I was confused about at the time, because he asked me what issue needed to be replaced. And you're right, the terminology is a little odd. I just looked at the magazine that I got. The magazine said it was issue 1. And he said, okay.
Okay. You know what? I can't,
because
I know on my ledger, I know on my ledger, I can't see unless the agent notates, but I can look at the list. And from what I can see here, the agent did request on the 13th to reship out the magazine for issue 1. So you're not going to receive one, you know, like you're not going to receive your intro, AKA additional, you know, or, well, no, in your case, dupe orders. You will only receive magazine issue 1, because that's what you called on 13 to have reshipped. And from what I can see, it is and it has left our warehouse. It's just waiting for USPS to update it.
Can I ask you a question? What does issue one involve? Because I was unfamiliar with the terminology when I called about it. And the more I look at it and when I see the emails, issue one says it involves, like, issues one and two. Even though, like, the part that I lost was a part of the part that I broke was a part from the engine. Now, that came with issue one, but I'm thinking that it was part two of issue one.
And see, with that, honestly, on our end, we don't know. So let me just notate that really quickly, because I can't confirm that in regards to what it says as far as it relates to your magazine, if the part that you needed was issue one, then that, well, to the magazine, that is exactly what the agent
because issue
requested.
One came with parts one and part two. Whereas issue two, which I just received recently, has like four parts to it. But let's say I only need to replace one part of that issue. That's where I was kind of like, oh, did I say the right thing when I said I need to replace issue one? I only need part two of issue one. I don't need like the whole kit and caboodle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I'm hoping you can just replace the one little plastic piece, but they said they couldn't do that, which is a shame. I just want to make sure that I get the right portion of issue one. I need the parts that were the engine and not the parts that were the bridge, because issue one came with two parts.
So from what I can see, honestly, you said issue one comes with two parts. So you're going to receive issue one with the two parts. You're going to receive the one that you need to replace and then a dupe of the other. Honestly, you can keep it just in case it breaks, or you can dispose of it as you please. But the way the system is set up, we cannot, like, just ship out that, you know, like, one particular part. It has to, you know, we have to register as the issue. So, yeah, you're perfectly fine. And moving forward, all of our reships are free. So, in your case, you're one of our builders who actually build as the shipments arrive. That's perfectly fine. Let's just say you're close to the end, something happens, and you need to reship anything. Do not hesitate because it's free. A lot of customers feel bad when they do that, but we stress, like,
never. I do, because
never.
I just started the thing. I'm the one that broke it.
No. Never feel bad. Okay. The only time that we will, like, require additional information, and this has happened. So that's why I love to let our new customers, make them aware of this.
Because I was perfectly willing to pay for it.
Yes. No. Don't do that. So sometimes, and this is rare, but I have seen this, and I've been here for almost 3 years now. It's rare, but it happens. So, for example, let's just say you have a reship. Well, you receive an order, and something is defective and or breaks. And then we reship out, and the same exact part does the same thing. We will then require you to send a picture, because then it'd be something as simple as a manufacturing issue or a shipping issue. So
totally me. This was not you guys.
Okay, I just like to let our customers know that the beginning. But I've notated your account just in case. I made them aware that you only need to issue one, but I'm unclear of exactly what issue one consists of, but I confirm that it has been
part one and part two.
Part one, because see, on our end, it shows. Yeah, on our end, it shows.
I was afraid that I would get issue one with only part one and not part two.
Nope, you'll receive the same. Hopefully, and if not, the next agent will be able to correct that, and most likely just send you issue two.
Okay. That's fine. And plus, it's been like a month, so I just wanted to, and I haven't received it yet, so I just wanted to make sure it was, happening.
Okay. Anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that's it. That's it. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.